Welcome to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. It's time to preview this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And hello, welcome in again. Another week of high school basketball. Some big games this week, some rivalry games. Probably none better than New Albany at Floyd Central. That's always a great one here in the early part of the season. And in this program today, we have a lot of guests jam-packed into this hour. We're going to talk with New Albany sophomore Tucker Bivin, who is off to a tremendous start for the Bulldogs. New Albany coach Jim Shannon will join us. Floyd Central coach Todd Sturgeon will join us. We'll accomplish all of that and more in the opening segment of the show. Then later in the hour, Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman, his team is gearing up for a very big weekend. They've got a big conference game on Friday night. Then they go to Southport near Indianapolis for a big statewide matchup as part of the Forum Tip-Off Classic on Saturday night. Also, Brian McEwen, the coach of Clarksville, joins us in our final segment today. So lots of coverage coming your way. This is the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented each week by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And that's exactly where I want to start this week. Joining me right now in studio is Steve LeDuc. He's the president of Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And Steve, we want to thank you for being title sponsor of this program for many, many years. In fact, since 1953, Frank H. Monroe has been the place to call for heating and cooling expertise here in Southern Indiana and beyond. And you guys are not only experts in that field, but very involved in the community, very involved in sports over the years as well. And we greatly appreciate your sponsorship of this program.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the program. We listen to it all the time and have done some other sponsorships with the station through the years with sports. My grandfather, Frank Monroe, started the business in 1953, actually started in his house on Beeler Street in New Albany, Indiana. So we kind of pride ourselves in staying here in Southern Indiana. Don't venture too far outside of the local communities to do the work. And we always tell people, look, you don't have to go to the big cities. You know, we have the same technology and the same knowledge that all the other companies do right here in Southern Indiana.
Absolutely. And you guys obviously involved as community partners in many different ways. And sports for your grandfather and for you have always been a big part of your life, and so I know this is kind of a natural tie-in. You get some exposure to listeners in Southern Indiana, but you also get to support Southern Indiana basketball, which I know you're very passionate about.
Absolutely, yeah, all the way from high school all the way to college. I mean, when I was a kid, from the time that I can remember climbing around the bleachers at New Albany High School when I would go to the games with my mom and dad back in the early 70s all the way up to the 1980 team. I mean, I still remember being at the Final Four in 1980 clearly, all the way to today. And college basketball, too, of course. I have to admit, I used to be a University of Kentucky Wildcat fan back in the Joe B days. And then my grandfather, Frank, took me to my first IU game in Bloomington. This was back, I think, the 1980 team, I believe, and that won me over at that point. You know, just the atmosphere and the crowd and everything. I was like, yeah, I'm hooked. So I've been Indiana since. So I'm one of those rare Indiana fans who can kind of root for Kentucky.
Yeah.
Second, you know,
understand.
I guess. Yeah, absolutely. Steve, but as long as it's a good game, I don't care who's playing.
Absolutely. Steve LeDuc, he's president of Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. He's the title sponsor of this program and joining me here to start. Before we get back to your business, I know that you and your family, like a lot of people in New Albany and in Southern Indiana, have had fun following Romeo Langford. You guys got an opportunity to see him in his preseason debut down in Orlando. You happened to match that up with a vacation. And I know lots of good memories for you and people at your company and people in your family watching Romeo over the last number of years.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we go back a long time. Romeo's mom, Sabrina, actually used to babysit my oldest, Isaac, who's a senior at New Albany this year. So we go back a long time with the Langfords and have just enjoyed watching Romeo through the years. It just so happened we were in Florida for fall break, and I punched up the schedule just to see what the schedule was, and I saw that the Celtics were playing the Magic while we were there, so I went ahead and picked up tickets, and it was fun. We got to see Romeo before the game and a little bit after the game, and that first time he looked up and saw us standing there, he got a big smile on his face, and he said, I wasn't expecting to see many New Albany people here tonight, that's for sure.
Steve, it's that time of year for basketball, which is why you're sponsoring this show, the Tip-Off Show. But also, it's that time of year when normally after Thanksgiving, the weather really takes a tick to even the more cold side. And
yep.
I know that has happened this week.
Happened this
so
morning.
So when people need to talk with you, they know how to get a hold of you.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit more about your business and how to reach you if you're needing the services of Frank H.
Sure,
Monroe
sure.
Heating and Cooling.
We have all kind of local phone numbers because we have customers spread out all over southern Indiana. So there's many phone numbers, but probably the easiest way to get us is through frankhmonroe.com. You can actually send a message to us right through the website, and we can schedule a service call for you. You can also, we do a lot of Facebook advertising. That's really kind of becoming a new thing in our industry. And I mean, it's amazing. We've been doing it now for about a month, and we can watch our likes on a daily basis just pop, pop, pop. I mean, it's crazy to see what that does and
sure.
how it snowballs. So, and yeah, this is the time. Like I said, you know, this morning, I think it was like 25 degrees when I woke up, and the phone was ringing off the hook when we got in the office this morning.
Absolutely. Frank H. Monroe, since 1953, you're experts for heating and cooling here in Southern Indiana. And they're the sponsor of the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show each Thursday. It also airs Friday here on the Big X Sports Radio. Steve, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Great to catch up. Thanks for what you do for the community and for this program as well.
Thank you, and thank you for starting off your program with your best guess. I guess Coach Shannon, congratulations on his 400th win and all that. So, yeah,
there absolutely. You go. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And it's hard to talk high school basketball this week without talking about the big New Albany Floyd Central game. And here in this opening segment, we're going to talk with a young player in the area, sophomore Tucker Bibben, who has had a great start to the season, and his coach, Jim Shannon, followed by Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central here in the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Tucker Bibben is with me. Tucker, a great start to the season for you and the Bulldogs. You have had some big point performances going all the way back to the scrimmage at Heritage Hills. A pretty good turnout against Bloomington South, although the team was defeated, and then a really big game in your home opener as a sophomore against Evansville Harrison. You've been shooting it well. You've been driving it well. Things seem to really be going well for you this season. What's working in your game? What do you like about your game so far?
No, it's all about the off season. Usually I'm doing baseball during this time, but this year I kind of wanted to focus on basketball, work on my game, because I had to be a big help to this team, scoring, defense, all-around player.
Tucker, you got some opportunities last year as a freshman to log some pretty key varsity minutes. You and Caden Stanton kind of thought of as two guards that could lead this program into the future. You're back as a sophomore. You're starting as a sophomore. You've had big performances as a sophomore. As you look back on your freshman year, when maybe you were thrown to the wolves a little bit early, how did that experience out there at the varsity level help you get this season off with such a bang?
I feel like it's all about experience. You know, I got thrown to the wolves last year, but, you know, I handled it good. And this year I'm a key player. I'm going to have to score more, lead the team, and do a lot more.
Tucker Bibben is my guest here on the Tip-Off Show. You shot it really well this year from long distance. You also have shown a ability to take the ball to the basket as well. How much of that have you been working on last year and in the off season? Your shooting and being able to drive the ball against defenders?
Well, it starts with strength. I lift every day in weightlifting, sometimes by myself, and then quickness. And I can jump off the floor, too, and shoot the ball.
Talking to Tucker Bibben, getting ready for Floyd Central this week. I know this is a big one. This is a game, whether it's baseball, which is another great sport of yours, or whether it's this basketball rivalry on Friday night that you always circle on the calendar. As a player, as someone that has grown up in New Albany, to the players, and this would be both ways, really, New Albany players and Floyd Central players, what does this rivalry mean to you, and how important is this game today to these two teams and their players?
You know, it's definitely one of the biggest rivalries in high school basketball, and it's just – it's really fun to play in it. And, you know, the crowd's going to be there. It's going to be loud. Probably sold out.
Now, I want to ask you, people recognize you, Tucker, as a baseball player. You committed to the University of Louisville before you had even played a baseball game as a freshman. I think that was the last time that we spoke with you here on the Big X. Any second thoughts about maybe considering basketball at the next level, or is your heart – I know you're quite a baseball prospect at the college level and perhaps beyond. I'm sure that is still in your heart as the number one love.
You know, right now it's probably baseball, but you never know. Maybe if I grow a couple inches, maybe switch over to basketball. But right now my love's for baseball.
How have the reactions from some people been that over the course of your athletic career, whether it was Little League when you were a youngster and a lot of success there, or now at the high school level playing for Coach McIntyre in baseball, how many people have been surprised to say, dang, Tucker, we knew you were a good baseball player, we knew you were a good athlete, but we didn't know that you'd have these type of performances on the basketball court? I kind of feel like we've heard that some. Have you heard that as well?
Yeah, I've heard a lot on Twitter. Everybody keeps reposting my videos, you know, it's kind of enjoyable.
Tucker Bivin, my guest here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. Let's talk about this New Albany team. You and Caden Stanton in the backcourt. You have that freshman year of experience under your belt. Obviously, Julian Hunter out right now. Trey Horrigan, Jordan Thomas, and others back from last year, as well as some other new faces. Where do you see this New Albany club at 1-1, a win over Evansville Harrison, a loss at Bloomington South, a very good Bloomington South team? Where do you see this team at heading into this Floyd Central game?
You know, I feel like we can win. Trey's healthy. He's back. He's going to do his thing. I'm going to do my thing. Kane's going to do his thing. And I feel like it's going to be a good game.
Your family is very rooted, at least on your mom's side, in sports here in New Albany. How special is it to know that you're in the middle of what could be a really good basketball season, but also baseball, where, again, you are committed to U of L and Coach McDonald there? That season is not too far away once we get into the home stretch of the basketball season. How important is it to be a big part, not just of basketball or baseball, but really the whole athletic program at New Albany?
It feels good. New Albany's, you know, they're one of the best athletic programs in the state. And it just feels good to be a part of it and excel in it.
All right, Tucker Bivin, our guest. Tucker, best of luck to you against Floyd Central on Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we got both coaches, Jim Shannon of New Albany, Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central. We're going to break down all of this big rivalry game on Friday night. We're still ahead on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. New Albany coach Jim Shannon with us as we preview this weekend's big rivalry game and the game that we'll have here on the Big X Sports Radio. Coach Shannon, a good start to the season for your team. You faced a very good Bloomington South team in the opening contest, which was a loss, and then really got things rolling against Evansville Harrison this past Saturday night.
Yeah, we really ran into a buzzsaw at Bloomington South. I think they and Lawrence Central are kind of in a class of their own right now. They're both 1-2 and going to be very difficult for anybody to beat them. They just keep shellacking everybody they play. But anyhow, we moved on from that one, came back and saw a lot of things we needed to work on. Didn't think we played as hard as we should have. But again, I think that South took a lot of it out of us and our confidence right off the bat. And, you know, our lineup at the time was three sophomores and couple juniors and a freshman off the bench, which same as it was this past weekend. But this past weekend we got off to a good start. I think we jumped up 11-1. We felt a lot more comfortable at home, and I think we improved over the period of the last weekend practices. I thought our kids played a lot harder.
Jim Shannon of New Albany, our guest. You've been without some key players so far this season. Julian Hunter with an injury. You had another senior out with a suspension. Going against Bloomington South and going against really any 4A team, that's a tough thing to do.
Well, there's no question. Very rarely do you see a team that's really, really good that has no seniors. And, you know, we were in that predicament the first two games with nobody to look to. Fortunately, we bounced back from the first loss and had a great outing Saturday night. Our young kids just stepped up, led by Tucker Bivin, obviously. I think he had 32 points, but Caden Stanton had a great game, too. I think he had 16 points and 6 assists and 3 steals. I mean, he had an overall great game. And they weren't the only two. I thought everybody that played well.
Talking to Jim Shannon of New Albany. Big one against Floyd Central on Friday night. Obviously, this is one that is a great rivalry here in the area. It's one of the biggest games of the season on both teams' schedules. And also, it's an early game. It's still early in the year, still figuring things out. But one thing is for sure, the fans will come out and try to figure this thing out as well with you guys on Friday.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that, you know, it's a heated rivalry and both teams really want to win. The regular season game's not near as important as the tournament, but it's still important because you're not only playing a rival, but you're playing somebody who is going to vie for a HHC conference championship, and we always want to try to win that. And then, of course, you're going to see them again at sectional time. So tough place to play. We got to go up there, and they got a nice ball club again this year. So we'll have to see what happens.
Coach Shannon, you've had a chance, I'm sure, to see Floyd Central play. Obviously, they lost a lot of seniors, including some very key players from last year's team. But Jake Heidbreeder is back, and there also have been some other Highlanders that have stepped up so far in this season to help them to an undefeated record. Your overview on the Highlanders this year, maybe compared to last season?
Well, it's tough to do comparisons. He lost some quality players from last year, but seems like they lose quality players each and every year. And somehow Todd manages to put together a great team. Done that again this year. They're 4-0. Got off to a great start. They obviously have some seniors, but they also have some young kids like we do. So they've been battling and trying to figure out who they are, same as everybody this time of year. And they've got off to a great start. They're getting a lot of scoring from Goleman, Heidbreeder, obviously. But I've been very, very impressed with the freshman, Caleb Washington. I think he's an outstanding player and just going to continue to get better and going to grow and probably be a high-caliber player by the time he graduates. I think that he'll probably be an Indiana All-Star if I had to guess. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. But certainly a fine basketball player and somebody that we're going to have to try to keep him getting the ball and scoring and keep him off the boards because he crashes really hard, and so does Goleman. A Heidbreeder, his numbers speak for themselves, one of the best players in the area, and certainly has an opportunity to be an Indiana All-Star. It remains to be seen if he'll do that, but I think he has a chance. So, obviously, I just mentioned that they have two kids, I think, that could be Indiana All-Stars, so that's going to make them pretty good right there. Then they got a young man named Harrit. It doesn't start. He may start before it's over with. He's not starting right now. But when he comes in the game, you better know where he's at because he plays string music when he shoots it. I mean, it's nothing but net. So we got a nice ball club, play good defense. It's going to be a tough game for us.
Coach Shannon, let's bring it back to your team for just a moment. You mentioned playing some young players again this season with some kids out. Tucker Bibben has been at the top of the heap for New Albany, not just with solid games, but big point performances and really turned in some nice efforts so far this season. He's recognized, I think, in the area and beyond as such an outstanding baseball player with a very, very bright future in that sport. But basketball has really come along for him after starting and getting some opportunities as a freshman to play last year. Now he comes into the lineup in a major way, and he's been able to capitalize on the minutes he's got.
Yeah, Tucker has definitely upped his game. He's improved quite a bit from last season. He's a year older. That helps. And the seniors that we have this year have obviously not been playing, so there's not really been anybody that he's had to look to say, well, you know, I better share the ball with these seniors. There's nobody there. And so even when the seniors come back, Trey and Julian, they're not those kind of kids, so they're gonna want Tucker to continue to play the way that he is because they like to win, and they know that he can help us win. Don't care what class you're in, when you can score the basketball the way Tucker can, you got to go to him. So we'll continue to do that. Definitely a great basketball player and overall great athlete. And yeah, like you mentioned, he'd be going to Louisville to play baseball, but he certainly is not too shabby in basketball either. And, you know, we got Caden Stanton out there running his sidekick there, little dynamic duo, guard combination. They just really complement each other really well. And Caden's going to be an awesome basketball player before it's over with, too. And, you know, we've got Jordan Thomas in the middle, and Jordan's big. I mean, he's 6'7", and blocks a lot of shots, gets a lot of rebounds, scores a lot. I think he's going to be a fine basketball player as he continues to get minutes. I don't think there's any question about that. And of course, Trey's coming back, so we're glad to have him back in the lineup. If for no other reason, it gives us some experience, and you know, it gives us some scoring. He's just one of our better players, so we're going to love to have him back. And while he was out, Charlie Carr's been really battling in there and giving us some great minutes, and Charlie will continue to get those minutes. And Maddox Schmelz has been an awesome defender for us, and just really, you know, really, really, really plays hard. Probably plays as hard as anybody I've ever had. And I just love to watch him play and how he gets after people and rebounds and gets on the floor. You know, it's just a blessing to have him on defense. And we got a freshman, Jackson Streander, who's been getting some quality minutes, and he'll just continue to get better and better as he learns, you know, what the heck's going on, and especially on defense. And, you know, he's just got a lot to catch up on being as young as he is, but he can really shoot the basketball. We're looking for big things out of him. So, you know, that pretty much is what we have, and really anxious to get out there and see how they do against a quality team like Floyd Central.
Coach Shannon, I want to close with this. The win Saturday over Evansville-Harrison was your 400th win just at New Albany. I know you're way up there in the total win total in the state of Indiana, but congratulations on that. And many, many years ago when you started as the Bulldogs boss, did you ever picture a moment where you would click over to 400 victories?
No, probably not. You know, the first year that we came was kind of a rebuilding year, and it was the only losing season we've had. So I certainly, we were trying to, you know, just scrap up some wins. You know, we got maybe seven or eight that first year. So I certainly did not think 400 was in the forecast. But we had some great players in the 21 odd years that we've been here. Great assistant coaches, just a lot of support. Of course, we got the best fans in the world, and it's been a great run, and I've really enjoyed it. Going to continue to enjoy it for as long as I possibly can. So I appreciate it.
And from Coach Shannon to Coach Todd Sturgeon, the boss of the Floyd Central Highlanders, now in his sixth year as head coach at Floyd Central and doing some really good things with that program. Coach Sturgeon, a 4-0 start. You've tacked on a couple wins since we spoke with you last. And this Highlander club, a mix of some youth with some experience, is finding its way here early in the season.
Yeah, we're happy, obviously. We can't do better than 4-0. Now, we're going to move up a class in competition here between now and Christmas. And so the good news is that we've won the games that we needed to win, but that level of play is not going to be good enough here over our next four or five games. We're going to have to crank things up. And so, but we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how this team's going to respond to this. And so I'm excited about getting started with that here on Friday.
Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central, our guest. We talked with Coach Shannon about some, I don't want to call them newcomers necessarily, but performers, top performers this season that maybe weren't expected or maybe have raised the level of their game. And when it comes to the Highlanders and all of our chats along the way, we talk a lot about Jake Heidbreeder, as we should. Grant Goman is a senior that I know you have big plans for this year and has really been a key player in the program behind a lot of other older guys that kept him at the JV level primarily more than what maybe he would have been in other years. But that said, you've had a new player as well at Floyd Central that's becoming much more of a shooter and a scorer in the name of Cole Herrett, who I saw in your game against Castle last Friday night, and he was just deadly from three-point range. And I know he's been a welcomed addition and really expanded his game this season as well.
Yeah, he's playing with tremendous confidence, for sure. We knew he could shoot. He's actually improved so much in handling the basketball. I think he's second on the team in assists, doing just a fantastic job there. Like a lot of young players, got to get stronger, communicate better defensively and things like that. But we couldn't be happier with the progress he's made, especially considering he didn't even play JV last year. He's, you know, bounced straight from the freshman team. And when you combine him with Caleb Washington, who obviously came from eighth grade, there's two guys that, you know, 2 weeks ago hadn't even played a second of JV basketball. And now they're contributing on the varsity. Caleb had 14 points and 14 rebounds in that game against Castle. And so they've obviously been a big boost to what we've been able to do so far, for sure.
And you mentioned Caleb Washington. That's where I was headed next, a freshman. I've seen him twice this year, so two of your four games. And I thought that Castle game was a very complete performance, a double-double. He was consistent in his scoring and seemed to be much more involved in things than maybe earlier this year. He has the potential, and I know it's still early, and I know he's a freshman. And I know there's lots of room for growth, but he has the potential to be a really special Highlander player, I think, as he moves through his career.
Yeah, I think so. Since you put all the disclaimers on there for me, yeah, there's obviously a long way to go, but he has some potential to do some really fine things. And I think the biggest thing when you watch him, because freshmen are going to go through growing pains. I mean, they just are. And especially here, he and Cole have benefited from early in the season. People don't have much tape. You know, that's going to change. New Albany, Bloomington South, Providence. Those teams are going to prepare and going to know who those guys are now. And so they're going to see face some more challenges. But he certainly has done a fantastic job. And when you watch him play, I think the biggest thing is when you watch him play, you're like, he belongs in this game. You know, he doesn't look like the game's moving too fast for him or that he's rattled by, you know, when things go poorly and he misses a shot or has a turnover or whatever that comes along the way. He has a great demeanor that way, and so I think that's going to benefit him as it would go down the road.
Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central, my guest, obviously New Albany at Floyd Central Friday night. It's the big rivalry of the weekend. Coach, it's a rivalry where you've had some success. New Albany was on quite a run there in regular season and postseason games, but the last 2 years in regular seasons, the Highlanders have been able to knock off the Bulldogs, which is something that hasn't been done in some time. And I know from our conversations on air and off air since you've been at Floyd, you have a real respect and appreciation for this rivalry and what it means to both schools. And of course, both schools, it's kind of unique in the same school corporation, in the same county. So it needs to be a rivalry on game night, but cooperation on all other nights. And it's been a lot of fun, I know, to continue this rivalry with you as the coach at Floyd Central.
Yeah, the games have just been so competitive. I mean, what are you talking about, regular season, postseason? I mean, it's a coin flip coming down to, you know, just a possession here and there. You'd have to go back and look at it, but the last five or six times we played, they've just been right down to the wire, and both teams know each other so well, it's hard to get a basket and certainly get an open look. And I really think, though, both of our teams are two teams that could, when we look at things in February, could be a lot better. I think we both have the potential to improve a great deal throughout the season. Obviously, New Albany just getting guys healthy and back, you know, will have a big impact on their team. But they're playing several guys that, you know, that haven't played a ton of varsity minutes in the past and haven't been in big games. And we're kind of the same way. We're not young per se, but we are, you know, inexperienced at the varsity level to some degree. And so obviously with the notable exception of Jake. And so I think both of our teams, you know, this is going to be a great measuring stick for where we are now. But I think both of us have a chance to get a lot better over the course of the season if we stay healthy and take advantage of that opportunity.
Absolutely. Todd Sturgeon, a Floyd Central coach. I want to close with this. When I think of Floyd Central, and I want to give a tip of the hat here to Jeff Sequeira, your athletic director. When I think of Floyd Central, in no way is it a small gymnasium, but seems maybe to be a little bit more compact. Always a great crowd for this game. The students for the last number of years have been located in the end zone, the Floyd Central student sections, and they really do a great job getting organized and getting into things. The band is not far away. They obviously loud and very good. When this place is packed, when the Highlander gym is packed, I think you've got to feel good about the home court advantage and the lights and the things that get the crowd excited that you have to do in these days to make sure you fill it for a game like this. It's a really unique environment, a really good environment alongside of the basketball that's played on the court. And I think that's definitely worth something in a big rivalry game that's so meaningful like this.
I hope you're right. Yeah, we've done, you know, a combination of things. You mentioned Jeff there. Jeff Square, our athletic director, has really, you know, made an effort and spent money to create an environment there where it's entertaining to come to the games. The students, as you mentioned, have gotten coordinated with we've got a student group, the Kilt Crew, who does a great job of getting, you know, and planning ahead and putting something together. And guys like Wayne Timms taking pictures and doing video for us on the video board and all those things. Our band is one of the best bands in the state, and so all that I think makes a great environment, a fun environment for our fans and the opposing fans, and I hope they're loud and disruptive in the right sense of the word, are worth a couple of baskets for us along the way, that would certainly be appreciated.
Absolutely. Todd Sturgeon, head coach at Floyd Central. Coach, best of luck, and as always, thanks for the chat.
All right, anytime, Matt. Take care, bud.
And that wraps up our opening segment here in this week's Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. A real in-depth look at New Albany and Floyd Central on this big Friday night here, a rivalry for sure in high school basketball. We'll head to a break. When we come back, Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek is with us. You want to talk about big weekends. It's a big one for the Dragons. They've got a big conference game against new coach Lou LaFay and his North Harrison team on Friday night, followed by a statewide test against a very good Fort Wayne Blackhawk team on Saturday at the Forum Tip-Off Classic. We'll talk that and more coming up next. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. Previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties, the Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And welcome back. In this segment, we talk with the boss of the Silver Creek Dragons, Brandon Hoffman, with me here in the Tip-Off Show this week. And we wanted to talk with Coach Hoffman because, obviously, Silver Creek, one of the hottest teams in the area to start the year. But also, they've got a huge game on Saturday at the Forum Tip-Off Classic at Southport High School, where it will really be a showcase of some of the state's great players. Silver Creek against Fort Wayne Blackhawk. That game is scheduled to tip off at 6:40, and that is a day long of games. If you're a basketball fan and you can get to Southport, take advantage of the whole day. Great players from all across the state, and probably no better game to watch than Silver Creek and Fort Wayne Blackhawk of all the matchups paired for the Forum Tip-Off Classic. But Silver Creek on Friday night has an interesting game also because they host Mid-Southern Conference rival North Harrison, who has a new coach and former Providence coach Lou LaFay. Coach Hoffman, welcome into the show. Busy weekend for you and your troops, and I think a very interesting weekend that will tell you and fans and really the rest of the state a lot more about this Silver Creek ball club this season.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this weekend, Matt. Like you mentioned, two huge games, both different dynamics, but I think we'll have a lot more figured out about our team come Sunday.
Coach, I want to ask you first about the North Harrison game on Friday night. It's a conference matchup. North Harrison is 2-0 under a new coach, and it's a coach that we're all familiar with here in the area in Coach Lou LaFay, who formerly was at Providence. What do you know? What do you expect about this matchup from North Harrison, and how do you think maybe their playing style offensively, defensively has changed this season under Coach LaFay?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Matt, we're going to spend all our focus this week on North Harrison. That's how much we respect them and are concerned about them. It goes without saying how great of a coach Coach LaFave is. You know, he's one of the best coaches that I've coached against in my, decade here at Silver Creek. And, they're a sectional opponent as well. So I figure we'll have to go through them in March. They've got a really good team led by LT Hatton, who's 6'10", and just seems to keep growing, getting better. And a boy named Jenkins, who's an all-conference player, is a sophomore, is a senior now, and a really good shooter, and McIntyre is a sophomore. So we're really going to focus on those guys this week, and we're looking forward to a tough matchup.
Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman, my guest, talking about his Friday game, a home game against North Harrison, and now a Saturday neutral site game against Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Coach, Fort Wayne Blackhawk 2-0. They've got a player, Caleb First, that would be very familiar with Indiana fans and other folks that follow high school basketball closely. He's recognized as one of the top players in his class. And like some on your team, he's got some high major interest from colleges in the state and really across the Midwest and beyond. A very intriguing matchup that you will put you against maybe one of the better 2A teams in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, really good. I mean, obviously First is the real deal. He's got offers from a lot of teams you see play on TV in the ACC and Big Ten. We're gonna have a hands full with him. You know, he's legit. The whole team's legit. You know, they're coming off a state championship. They've been bumped up to 2A. I don't think they've lost in probably almost a year. So it's a winning program. I know Coach Davidson just a little bit through spending some time with him in March at different banquets and whatnot, and they're going to be well coached. So it's going to be an exciting day of basketball. You mentioned it, man. I mean, $10 is all it costs for a ticket, and that'll get you in all day, and you get to see five really good games with some really, really elite players.
Yeah, some amazing contest. But again, I don't think many as intriguing as what the Silver Creek Fort Wayne Blackhawk game will be. And that game on Saturday is scheduled to tip off at 6:40. Coach, you guys, and we've talked some about this in previous interviews, in recent seasons, and really since you've been at Silver Creek, you've worked hard to make the schedule much more difficult during the regular season. You've always played some of your local rivals. You've never been afraid to take on the 4A schools, but really you've added almost the entire Hoosier Hills Conference. And now with the high caliber players coming through right now and the state championship last year, you've taken that schedule to even another level this year. That really kind of feeds into your overall plan with this team, that if you guys want to defend that state championship, if you want to showcase your players and their great abilities, you've got to put them on a big stage to do so.
You're right. You know, nothing's worse than getting patted on the back for something that you really didn't do well after all, when you get away with it because the competition wasn't very good. And we don't hang banners at Silver Creek for regular season records. So that's kind of the main thing. It's all about getting us ready for March. You know, I think the fans enjoy playing against elite competition. I don't see a 3A school who has a tougher schedule than us around the state. You know, here coming up, just to mention, the next six games for us. We've got North Harrison, who's got a Division I player. We've got Blackhawk, who's got, you know, the top one or two player in the junior class. Then we go at Jeff, then at BNL, and then we turn around the next weekend and play a Heritage Hills and Lafayette Jeff or Lawrence Central, the best team in the state. So it's kind of a murderer's row coming up. But, you know, I think coming out of it, we're going to be for the better, and I'm looking forward to how we play against the league competition.
Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman joining the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. It's presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Let's talk a little more about your team so far this season. Obviously, Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby, they've had fabulous starts to the year. They've put up some big numbers. They've had some huge performances, double-doubles. I think one of them even darn near a triple-double in a game so far this season. But that said, one of the question marks I think that folks wondered about your Silver Creek team coming into the year was obviously you've got some great players back, and obviously there are some other really talented players on the roster as well that maybe we don't talk about as much, but guard play and how would the new guards or maybe less experienced guards step into some of the roles on your team this season that you had such great seniors and seemed to be a lot of guards last year that helped you from that side of the floor. How do you see the guard play so far fitting in with your high-level prospects and Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby?
I'm really pleased with them so far, Matt. I mean, we still got a long way to go as a team, but, you know, Brandon Northern's had a great first three games. He got in a little foul trouble on his second game against Charlestown first half, but other than that, he's played, you know, two and a half games of really good basketball. He shot the ball really well. He's really done a good job of kind of making the engine run for us, and we're going to need him to play and have a spectacular year to accomplish the goals we need. Satisfying performance so far has been out Isaac Hinton. We kind of started him at our other guard. You know, last two games, he's had 10 points and 8 rebounds. And he's daggone near 50% from the free throw line. And, I mean, from the three-point line. So Isaac's been really solid for us. You know, some of our guys, Nolan Gilbert's turned into a really good defender. And he's shooting the ball well. We're just getting Holden Grower back off an injury, and I think you're going to see him kind of play a more pivotal role for us. And Trey Shane has done a really good job of coming in and being just a really quick and fast athlete. So I'm happy with those. And like I said, you know, it'll really be a challenge for those kids coming up here in the next 3 weeks. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they respond.
Brandon Hoffman joining us talking about Silver Creek's big weekend, North Harrison on Friday. Then they play Fort Wayne Blackhawk in the Forum Tip-Off Classic on Saturday at Southport. I don't know that there's much more we can say about Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby, two of the hardworking players, maybe the most hardworking in the area, and two players that have done major, major things in stat columns so far this season. I think it's kind of what we all expected, to be quite honest, and they're following through with that.
You're right, Matt. And to be honest, I don't think both of them have been on their A game yet in the same game yet, which is, you know, we're going to need to be elite. But at the same time, man, if Trey's has been dominating, you know, the first three games. And Coop, you know, he almost had a triple-double the first game. And in the Charlestown game, they boxed in one Trey, and just Coop was just able to, you know, just eat him alive. The second game we played when, you know, Trey got all the attention. So, really, really happy with those guys, their leadership, and like you mentioned, their effort on the floor is second to none. And just really so lucky to have both those guys on our team.
You know, Coach Hoffman, you mentioned that Silver Creek might very well have the toughest schedule in the state in 3A basketball, and I would have to agree with you. But, you know, you might also want to stake claim to the fact that you've got the best duo of players that can play off of each other, complement each other on the floor, and their abilities. I'm trying to think of a better 1-2 punch, really, in the state than Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby coming at you on the same team.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. And you know, and the guys we have them around are no slouches either. They've really done a good job of trying to fit around them as well. But to Cooper and Trey, they played so much basketball together, and they're such willing teammates. They're good for each other. They make each other so much better, and their chemistry is really hard to go against. And like I said, I mean, how lucky am I to get to coach both of those dudes? And their best basketball is nowhere near where we're at right now. They're going to get so much better too.
Exciting to think about. Coach Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, his team is 3-0 heading into a big weekend. North Harrison on Friday, Fort Wayne Blackhawk at the Forum Tip-Off Classic Saturday, 6:40 p.m. at Southport. Huge weekend for the Dragons. Coach, thanks for some time out to chat with you this week.
All right, Matt. Always a pleasure.
You're listening to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. It's presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe has been providing experienced, dependable, reliable sales service and installation to all of Southern Indiana. We are heading into a big, big week of high school basketball, New Albany and Floyd Central. We previewed that game in the first segment with coaches Jim Shannon and also Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central and New Albany sophomore Tucker Bivin. Coach Hoffman in segment number two to talk about the Dragons and their success so far and their big weekend ahead. And coming up in the final segment, Coach Brian McEwen of Clarksville will join us to talk about the Generals and what's next for them in this 2019-2020 season. This is the Southern Indiana High School Tip-Off Show on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison, previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. We're going to talk to Clarksville coach Brian McEwen as our tip-off show continues, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Coach McEwen, 1-3 the record so far, but you've taken this Generals team to some different opportunities, including a tournament to start the season at Lagodi, a big matchup against 4A school Floyd Central last week, a game against Silver Creek, who obviously number one in 3A basketball. So this team might have a 1-3 record, but they've got lots of experiences behind them, and they've taken on some very good ball clubs so far.
Yeah, I'm really happy with kind of where we're at right now. We start off there that first weekend. You know, you go play two games in one day, which is a new experience, and that's what we were trying to get. Didn't really perform to the level I had expected. But we turned around on a short week and had Floyd on a Tuesday and really came out. Had we played with that kind of effort and focus on that weekend, we probably would have had a different weekend. But really pleased with our effort this past week. Lots of things we can still improve and work on. But, you know, if you're getting good effort and good focus, that can lead you down a road to have some success. And I think we're moving in the right direction. I'm pleased with where we're at right now.
Talking with Brian McEwen, he's head coach of the Clarksville Generals. And, Coach, when we look ahead to the weekend, It's a big weekend for you guys. You've got some conference opponents, but notably a game on Friday night. You go at Charlestown, and I know that you've got this weekend circled. I think you learn more about your team and have some opportunities to win some games coming up this weekend against who you're going to be playing.
Well, you know, it's a really big weekend, and a lot of people probably look at, you know, hey, last weekend you played two really bigger and really good teams, you know, and you kind of look like the general thought is, and we're guarding against, is it's kind of like, hey, this isn't as big a weekend. It's huge. It's two conference games. You know, we're right now 0-1 in the conference, and if you lose the second game, usually in a conference traditionally, you're out of that picture for to be able to compete for it. You know, we've got Charlestown, a team that, you know, just picked up a win on Tuesday night. Now, Sean's got to be happy with the way his team's playing right at the moment. Now, we're going, that's the biggest game of our season right now is Friday night. We've got to go out and get that. It's a conference game. It's a county rival. You know, we want to go out and be prepared for that. And then after that, turn right around and be ready to do the same thing again on Saturday.
Talking to Brian McEwen. Brian is the coach of Clarksville. And, Coach, a little more about the Generals this year. I know that you've returned some players from last season that you think will take steps forward and what their roles are for your team, but also some new faces involved with your varsity club this season that can help move this thing along.
You know, right off the bat, when people think probably of our team, you know, we had four kids coming back starting. You know, Davon Fuquay is leading us in scoring again, playing really well. Jaron Starks is playing really well. And then we had Dakota Capps and Keyshawn Minor both back as starting. But probably the one that's really kind of stepped up and really kind of helped us and we needed to is Marquise Forward. You know, he's the biggest body we have, which isn't big by any stretch. You know, this past week you come off, you know, you've got Grant Gohman at Floyd Central, who's a very good player. And then we turn right around the next night and we get Trey Kaufman, who, you know, he's the real deal. And we asked Marquise to have to defend and spend a lot of time on both of them. And he gave us really good effort. And really kind of took some steps and learned a lot, you know, and he's going to really help us.
Brian McEwen of Clarksville, our guest. Coach, thanks for the update on the Generals. We will talk with you again soon, a little bit later in the season. But best of luck in what's a big weekend for you guys.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it and everything that you're doing for our local schools and sports teams.
Thank you very much. Brian McEwen of Clarksville wrapping up the tip-off show this week. And that's a full hour. We've had a number of guests this hour. We've tried to cover a number of games this weekend this hour. And don't forget, the tip-off show airs each Thursday and Friday as well before we head into our play-by-play coverage. Enjoy a high school game this weekend. There are some great ones in Southern Indiana and across the state, and we appreciate you being with us on the Southern Indiana High School Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling.